Here comes the key to finding happiness, doing what you love here on this sometimes complex earth. First, realize that you and everyone actually have an inner genius. But if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing it is stupid. Einstein said that. And that's where the Japanese concept of ikigai could really help save us. Pictured as the sweet spot where what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can be rewarded for all come together in a delightful blend. So number one, what you love. Think about that thing that makes your heart sing, your eyes sparkle. Is it painting, cooking, helping others find their zen? Maybe it's something you loved doing as a child before social conditioning suppressed it. That's the first petal of your ikigai flower. Number two, what you're good at. What's your superpower? We all have something we excel at, even if it's as simple as making people smile or whipping up an amazing smoothie. Three, what the world needs. This one's big. Look around and see what the world is craving that you can provide. It could be your eco-friendly living tips or ways to spread kindness. Maybe there's some gap in knowledge out there that you can fill. Four, what you can be rewarded for. Here's where passion meets profession. It's finding that thing that not only fills your soul, but can also fill your bank account. Because let's be real, we've all got bills to pay. When these four elements blend seamlessly, you've found your ikigai, that joyous reason to greet each day with enthusiasm. And my ikigai is helping people clear negative blocks so they can live a more fulfilling life and even discover their God-given life's purpose. And for more on that, simply click the link in my bio to begin a journey that could lead to living your ikigai.